getting worse as I'm messing with this. All right. That's all right. We'll just leave it. Good morning, everyone.
弟兄姐妹早安.
Can we just begin with another word of prayer?
我们开头的时候已经祷告.
Lord, might you do the speaking this morning?
主啊, 愿你今天早晨说话.
Lord, we say again that if we spend this next hour listening to the words of man, this time is completely wasted.
主啊, 我们要再说, 如果下, 接下来这个小时, 我们只听到人的说话, 这个小时就枉费了。
Lord, we desperately need to hear your voice.
主啊, 我们是何等盼望听到你的话。
Lord, make our hearts ready to receive what you have to say to us.
主啊, 使我们的心预备好, 能够领受你的话。
Lord, we pray that your Spirit would come upon us in a mighty way.
主啊, 我们祷告, 你的圣灵大大地临到我们。
Lord, especially as we consider closing out another year,
特别是到我们现在到了年终的时候,
may you place words of conviction in our hearts.
主啊, 愿你在我们心里说那确实的话。
Lord, we pray that this morning you would be glorified.
哦, 我们祷告, 今天早晨, 你的名得着荣耀。
Just give you our thanks in your name. We pray, Amen.
我们把感谢献给你, 奉靠你的名祷告, Amen.
Maybe I'll go way out here. There.
Okay.
Is that better?
这样听得到吗?
Okay. All right. All right. This morning, thankful for my brother in leading that song this morning.
我们谢谢我们弟兄今天早晨带领我们唱这些诗歌.
And it's a wonderful song.
实在是很美好的诗歌.
And it reminds us that we live to serve Him, our God.
那首诗歌提醒我们，我们活着就是来侍奉我们的神.
And so, as we go through the message this morning, can we just keep the words of that song in our hearts.
当我们今天早上分享的时候, 好不好我们把刚才那首诗歌,我们的歌词我们记在心里。
So let's begin with our reading this morning. We're going to look at Revelation 3, verses 14 to 22.
我们今天早上要读启示录第三章14到22节。
It says, to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of creation, beginning of the creation of God says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
启示录三章从14节读到22节, 你要写信给老底家教会的使者, 说那为阿们的, 为诚信真实的, 真实见证的, 在神创造万物之上, 为元首的, 说, 我知道你的行为, 你也不冷, 也不热, 我巴不得你或冷或热, 你既如温水, 也不冷, 也不热, 所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。 你说我是富足, 已经发了财, 一样都不缺, 却不知道你是那困苦, 可怜, 贫穷, 瞎眼, 赤身的。 我劝你向我买火炼的金子, 叫你富足, 又买白衣穿上, 叫你赤身的羞耻, 不露出来, 又买眼药, 擦你的眼睛, 使你能看见。 凡我所疼爱的, 我就责备管教他, 所以你要发热心, 也要悔改。 看哪, 我站在门外叩门, 若有听见我声音的, 就开门的, 我要进到他那里去, 我与他, 他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So several weeks ago, when I was asked to share, the Lord allowed me to consider these verses.
几周前弟兄要我交通的时候呢，我在主面前寻求主，把这几段经文放在我心里。
And specifically, our condition before God.
特别就是我们在神面前的光景。
Now, this is a famous section of the Bible in Revelation that many people will reference.
这在圣经里面是非常有著名的经文，是很多弟兄姐妹会提到的。
And this famous phrase of being lukewarm.
因为这里有一个很重要的话，就是说不冷不热，温的。
And I am someone who fully understands what God is talking about when he says lukewarm.
我个人呢，对当神讲到说这个不冷不热的时候，我有非常深切的感受。
So my family members know that every time I eat and drink, one of my biggest pet peeves is that if the food is lukewarm or if the drink is lukewarm, like it bothers me.
每次我要吃喝的时候呢，有一件事情会 叫我最不能忍受的，就是如果那个饮料或是那个食物呢是不冷不热的话。
Literally, every time we host people at our house, my wife will take drinks out of the refrigerator and put it on the countertop.
很多时候呢，当我们在家里呢邀请弟兄姐妹的时候，那我姊妹呢会把饮料放在那个台上。
And without a fail, I tell her every single time, we have to keep it in the refrigerator because it needs to be cold.
那每一次她这样做的时候，我都会告诉她，不，我们要把它放在冰箱里，然后需要的再拿出来。
And her reply to me is, "You are the only one who cares about your drink being super cold."
那我姊妹就会对我说啊，我想你是那唯一一个要那个饮料要非常冷的一个人。
And every time I eat a meal, no matter how hot the food is, I will bring my plate to the microwave to reheat it again.
那每一次我要用餐的时候呢，不管那个食物是不是已经很热了，我还是要放到微波里面再给它加热一下。
My kids always tell me there's hot and then there's dad hot.
那我孩子们告诉我说有热的食物也有太热的食物。
And my response to them always is, well, I'm just trying to be obedient to the word of God. God says, if it's lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth.
那我就这样对我的孩子们说哈，我事实上是在遵守神的话，因为神说你如果不冷不热的话，我要从我口中把你吐出去。
So I joke with them that I fully understand what God means when he says this.
所以事实上当然当我说神这样说的时候，我是跟他们开玩笑。
But obviously God is not talking about food.
但是很明显神在这里并不是讲到食物。
So what exactly is he talking about?
所以在这里主究竟在讲什么呢？
And what does it mean to be lukewarm?
所以我们就要问说温热这是什么意思呢？
So it says here in verse 15, I know your deeds that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot.
因为十五节这里讲到说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
Now God uses very choice words when he speaks.
因为我们知道当神说话的时候，他用的话是非常精确的。
And he is such a relevant God.
因为神实在是与我们有关的神。
Because he understands how to relate to our exact circumstances.
因为他知道我们的情况如何，他要用那些话来讲出我们的情况。
So why did he call the Laodiceans lukewarm?
所以为什么神对老底家的众圣徒说他们只是温热的？
So sometimes we have this misconception as Christians, and we think that hot is good, we can relate to that, but cold, maybe that's not good.
也许我们作为神的儿女，我们有这样一个错误的领会，以为通常我们觉得说哦，热是好的，冷应该是不好的。
Because you don't want to be a cold Christian, right?
因为你不想做一个冷淡的、冷漠的基督徒。
But here, God specifically says, "I wish that you were cold or hot."
但是在这里，我们注意到，神特别是说，我巴不得你或是冷， 或是热。
Right, so being hot, we can maybe say that it's a good thing. Oh, being on fire for God, it's a good thing, right?
所以我们知道说，对向着神热心，我们可以说是哦，我们对神非常火热，这是好的。
But you can also say that, oh, someone is hot-tempered. Or in James, it says that your tongue is like a fire that can destroy and corrupt.
那但是我们知道这个热有时候在另外一方面发现有些人是脾气非常的火爆，所以这是不好的。比如说在雅各书上也有讲到说，我们这个舌头呢是可以败坏人，可以除灭人。
And cold, right? If you're cold-hearted, that's a bad thing, right? If you're a cold Christian, that's usually like you're a heart of stone and it's cold. It's not a good thing, right?
那另外一方面，我们感觉到冷，好像觉得通常是不好的。比如说，你是冷淡的基督徒、冷漠的基督徒，好像对神没有那种热切的感觉。
And some people will reference this verse in Matthew 24:12. It says, "Because of the wickedness, people's love have grown cold."
比如在马太福音24:12，那里的确有说到说，因着不法的事情增多，所以人的爱心就渐渐冷淡了。
Right, growing cold is a bad thing, right?
所以我们在这节经文很明显告诉我们说，这个冷淡渐渐冷了是不好的。
So those who are kind of nerdy like me and really like linguistics, I gave you this Strong's definition of the Greek word for what cold means.
现在我想要从这个学术的角度来出发，就看看希腊字这个冷是什么意思。
So when God tells his people, "I wish that you were hot or cold," it means that it's a good thing.
当神这样说的时候，他说我巴不得你或冷或热，所以说明或冷或热都是好的事。
And so let's take a look here at some geography of why God.Use this word lukewarm.
我们现在来看一下这个地理，我们看看为什么神用这句话说或冷或热。
So if you look at this is modern, this is a modern day map of Laodicea, where it was.
这是我们现在看到地图是现在的地图，那也指出那个老底嘉这个教会那时候的所在位置。
So Laodicea was landlocked, as you can see.
It's what?
It's stuck in the middle of land of.Surrounded by land.
那我们知道这个老底嘉这个地方，我们从这个地图看见，在中间它是在事实上在地的中间，所以它不靠海。
But this city was a crossroad for trade.
但我发现这个城市呢，事实上是贸易必经之地。
You have the Romans coming this way. You have people from Mesopotamia, all and the crossroads. They all came through Laodicea.
你看见罗马人从那边过来，然后从南边的来，他们都会经过老底嘉这个地方。
So this city became rich.
所以我们看见这个城市事实上非常富有的城市。
Tremendously wealthy.
极有钱的一个城市。
But they were lacking in the most basic thing, which is water, because they were landlocked.
但是我们看见说，他因为是位在这个大陆的中间呢，所以他缺乏的什么？他缺乏水。
So this is a zoomed in image of the times in the past. That, so their water source was this Lycus River, but this Lycus River, the problem was the mineral content was too high. They couldn't drink it. If they drank it, they would vomit or they would be nauseating. They would get a stomach ache.
那我们把这个地图放大，而且这是回到从前那个地图老底嘉的地方。我们看见它旁边是有一条河，但那河水并不是很干净，所以说他们如果就从那河取水喝的话，会生病。
So their water supply came from the hot springs of Hierapolis and the ice cold mountains of Colossae.
所以他们如果要取水喝，他可以从北边的这希拉波利这个地方，或从他东边的这哥罗西这个地方来拿取水喝。
So they would travel to Hierapolis for hot water for restoring the body. They would bathe in it. They would make medicine. They would make teas and broths for healing the body.
所以他们如果要那取热水的话，是在北边希拉波利这个地方，它有热的温泉，所以从那里拿到热水可以煮汤或是制造药品这些。
And the cold water, they would have to travel all the way to Colossae to find this refreshing, invigorating cold water.
所以如果他们要找冷水的话呢，他们就往这个哥罗西，这个东边的哥罗西去，从那里得到非常新鲜的冷水。
Right, there's nothing more refreshing than an ice cold cup of water on a hot day, right?
因为当天气热的时候，如果说我们能够饮用一杯非常清凉冰的冷水，实在叫人非常舒服。
However, they would have to travel to these places. So what did they do? They built aqueducts.
所以，但是呢，他们必须为了要取这些水呢，他们必须要到这两个城市，所以他们想出一个方法。
So Hierapolis was about 6 miles away, and Colossae was about 10 miles away.
所以它建筑了两个水道，所以北边的希拉波利呢，差不多六里远，东哥罗西。
About 10 miles.
哥罗西呢是10里远。
So when the hot waters from the hot springs of Hierapolis traveled through the aqueducts and came to Laodicea, guess what happened? It was lukewarm.
所以因为这个水道呢，从这北边的希拉波利，它出来的时候水是温是热的，但是经过这个水道到了老底家之后呢，它就变成温热了。
And then the ice cold refreshing water from the glacier, the pure water from the glaciers of Colossae, when it finally traveled 10 miles to Laodicea, it came in as lukewarm water.
那么在哥罗西呢那边呢，它的水泉珠子是非常冰凉的水。但是经过这十里路的这个水道呢，到了老李家之后呢，甚至就变成温热了。
So what did they find? They found that lukewarm water was useless.
所以他们发现说，这个温水事实上是毫无用处。
It couldn't be used for restoring health. It was not refreshing.
因为这个温水呢，又不能用来让我们的身体恢复健康，也不能作为其他用途。
So being hot and being cold is not necessarily talking about our love for God.
所以在这里讲到不冷，这个冷冷或热，并不讲到说对神的爱。
And this being hot doesn't mean that you're on fire for God.
所以在这里讲到的热，并不是说你向着神非常的火热。
Because being on fire for God sometimes is an emotional reaction, and it can leave us just as quick as we are lit.
所以呢，因为事实上，如果是对神只是火热，有时候只是情感上的话。但是那这个火热持续不了多久。
But instead, when the Bible talks about being, when God says, "I would rather you be hot or cold," it's talking about being useful to God or not.
所以这时候我们看见说，神所说的“我巴不得你或冷或热”，是说讲到说我们在神面前是否能够为神所用这方面。
So God calling the Laodiceans lukewarm, that was telling them you are useless.
所以当神对老底家人说你们是不冷不热，事实上神的意思是说你们在我手中毫无用处。
And he used this word lukewarm because the Laodiceans knew exactly what lukewarm meant.
所以当主用这个温热这个字的时候，因为他知道老底家人很能够领会这个字的意思，因为他们看见这些水是温热的。
So this was a severe warning for the Laodiceans when they heard this.
所以当老底家人听到这样的话的时候，事实上对他们是一个很大的警戒。
And what about today when we read these words? Are we useless to the Lord? Have we become lukewarm?
所以当我们今天读到这句话的时候，我们是不是也反省说，我们在主里面是不是有用处？我们是不是也像温热一样毫无用处呢？
Any coffee drinkers out there?
在这里有没有喝咖啡的弟兄姐妹？
Yeah, I see some hands. Coffee can either be taken hot or iced.Right? No one drinks lukewarm coffee.
当我们喝咖啡的时候，我们知道喝咖啡的时候不是要喝热的，就是要喝冷的。我相信没有人想要喝温热的咖啡。
If you do, you're just weird, right? So if I have a cup of coffee that was hot and it has become lukewarm, I'm going to pour it out and make it hot.A new hot glass of coffee.
当然，如果你真的是喜欢温热喝温热咖啡的人，我觉得你是有点奇怪。因为对我而言，如果这咖啡摆在桌上变温热或冷的时候，我一定就把它倒掉，再重新倒一杯热的。
It's unacceptable. It's useless. So it's spit out or poured out. It's useless.
因为当这时候我们看见这一个东西没有用的时候呢，我们就只有把它吐出去了。
So God is telling us here. Jesus is telling us here. Be hot or be cold.But have a purpose and be useful.
所以当主在这里说，我希望你或冷或热，意思就是说，希望你能够成为我可用的。
And so, what does it mean to be lukewarm?
所以温热究竟是什么意思呢？
Here in verse 17, it says, "Because you say I am rich, and have become wealthy, and have need of nothing." And you do not know that you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
那启示录三章十七节这里讲到说，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
So because the Laodiceans were so rich, they became this powerhouse of wealth and banking and this center for trade.
因为老底家这个地方的人实在太富足、太有钱了，所以他们就成为贸易的中心、商业的中心。
That money became their idol.
因为我们看见说，钱财成为他们的偶像了。
They worshipped money instead of worshiping God.
因为那时候他们事实上是在敬拜这个钱财，而不是在拜神。
But the sad thing is, they became very wealthy, but extremely poor in their relationship with God.
所以这可怜的情况就是，他们虽然非常的有钱，但是他们在神面前却是贫穷的。
And, you know, God does not look at, he looks at our hearts.
我们知道吗？神事实上是看我们内心的神。
And he cares only about our hearts and whether we are useful to him.
因为他只关心我们心里面的光景，看看我们是不是能够成为神可用的器皿。
He is not focused on our bank accounts and what we have in there.
因为神并不看我们在银行里面有多少存款。
So what was the source of their wealth? So we know that it was a center for trade, and so a crossroad for trade. So they were very wealthy with banking and trade and money and all that.
所以我们看见说，老底家这个地方因为是贸易的中心，是来往的中心，所以他在钱财上面。完全不缺乏。
But there were also two sources of their wealth.
那他们除了在钱财方面，他们的贸易来源是他们钱财来源，他们还有两个方面是他们财源的来源。
So one was that it was said that they had this black wool.
因为有我们发现说，在老底家这个地方，他们有个特别的东西，就是黑的羊，黑的羊毛。
Now it's not specifically mentioned in the Bible, this black wool, but you'll see that the Lord will make reference to it later on.
当然在圣经上没有讲明这一点黑的羊毛，但是我们看见主的话里面也有提过类似的。
So it's not clear on where this black wool came from. Some said that they were able to breed this type of sheep that had this really luxurious, glossy black wool.
我们不知道这黑的绵羊它怎么来的，但也许是他们这样培育出来的，所以这个黑的绵羊它产生是非常非常光亮、非常的黑的这个毛。
Some said that they actually had to dye the wool black, and they had to use the water from the hot spring of Hierapolis.
那有人提过说，也许他们从那个北边的希拉波利这个地方那个温泉呢，比较黑的水呢来这个染这个羊，然后变成这样。
But no matter what, this was a very luxurious type of wool that all the wealthy people of the world would travel to Laodicea to get their hands on this black wool.
因为不管它怎么来的，但我们知道这个黑的羊毛呢，事实上是非常非常这个非常珍贵，所以很多人从世界上来到这个地方，就会买这个黑的羊毛。
And because they were such a wealthy,It was such a wealthy city that there were advancements in education, and one of them was medicine specifically.
那也正因为这个城市非常有钱，所以他们在教育上呢也非常的好像先进，所以他们对医学的方面也非常的有进步。
So they were known for their medical school, their medicine, their medical treatments, and specifically this eye salve, this eye medication that they had.
所以在老底家这个地方，他们的医学院非常的有名，所以特别在这地方有讲到这个眼药膏。
And we'll read about that in just a moment. But they thought they had it all figured out.
我们待会会读到有关的经文，所以我们发现在老底家这里的人，他们觉得他们样样都有了。
They had money. They had medical treatment for health. What else do you need? They became self-sufficient.
所以我发现他们会觉得说，哦，他们觉得自己有钱了，而且他们觉得他们医学非常的发达，所以他们觉得他们一样都不缺了。
So they had the sense that there was no need for God.
所以他们就有这样的感觉，说他们其实好像不需要神了。
They relied on their wisdom, their medical treatments, their wealth.
因为他们就依靠自己的智慧，依靠自己的财富，依靠自己的医学上的知识。
And these things became their savior.
他们就把这三样东西作为他们的救主。
There was no need to pursue after God because they felt like they figured it all out.
因为他们想说，哦，我们完全明白了，所以我们不需要再去追求神了。
And all of these things, the medicine, the money, it gave them this sense of independence from God.
这些医药，这些医学的知识和这些财富呢，让他们觉得他们可以独立于神之外。
This is exactly what Satan wants in us today.
那我们看见，事实上，这正是仇敌今天要我们有的光景。
For us to feel like we can be independent from God.
因为仇敌要让我们自己觉得说，我们可以独立于神之外。
And once we become independent from God, what happens? We become lukewarm.
所以一旦我们想说要独立于神之外，会发生什么事情呢？事实上，我们变成温热的了。
We become useless to God.
因为我们就变成在神手中毫无用处了。
With wealth, it gives us a false sense that we can do whatever we want. I can be totally independent.
因为财富会给我们这样的错觉，以为说哦，我们可以用钱买任何东西，所以我们不需要神了。
And if we're healthy, it gives us the false sense that I can do whatever I want.
所以，而且一旦我们觉得说我们可以医治我们自己的疾病的时候，我们觉得哦，我们什么事也都可以做。
But what is the result of being lukewarm?
但是温热的产生什么样的结果呢？
In verse 17 says, And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
因为十七节这里讲到说，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
So you can be so rich, so wealthy with materials in this world, but yet be so empty. And so poor.
所以你有可能非常有钱，非常非常健康，但是事实上你可能在神面前是非常贫穷赤身的。
Have we become rich in our own way?
我们是不是照着我们的方式得到很多钱财了呢？
Have we become so self-absorbed that we don't even see who God is, that we're blind?
我们是不是说只是沉迷在自己的财富中，我们忘看，既然不知道我们是瞎眼的。
Have we traveled this world and tasted and experienced the things of this world and found them to be equal or better than God?
我们是不是到处旅行，在各处享受很多美食，发现说，哦，这个比信靠神更好？
That we feel like there's no need for him in my life?
我们是不是觉得说，哦，在我生活里面，我不需要神？
Well, if that's true, then we will experience being wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
如果我们有刚才讲的那些感觉的话，事实上我们却是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Because the sad thing is, if we are this, we will feel like our walk with God is good enough.
因为最可悲的事情是说，我们虽然有这些情况的时候，我们竟然还以为我们是在与神同行。
That I don't need my walk with God to be any better.
我不觉得。
I don't feel a need for my walk to be better.
我会感觉上说，事实上我不需要再与神同行，我甚至我可以活得很好。
I don't need to sing a closer walk with Thee.
我不需要说与神
sing that song.
我不需要说唱那首诗歌，说更紧紧的跟与神同行，靠近神。
And being lukewarm is, and this is talking to Christians. This is to the church of Laodicea. This is not talking about non-Christians. This is to you and I.
因为我们注意到这个三章十七节这里讲的是对着教会说的，它是对着弟兄姐妹说的，不是对着外人说的。
Being lukewarm is calling yourself a Christian, yet you choose to participate in the sins and all the activities in the world without a conviction to change.
所以什么叫做温热呢？就是说你自称是基督徒，我们自称是基督徒，但是却对是我们所犯的罪毫无感觉。
Being lukewarm is you receive all the benefits of the salvation of God, yet you feel like it's totally fine to still indulge in everything the world has to offer.
所以温热呢，就是说虽然你是基督徒，但是呢，你却觉得在这世界上这些事情呢，你觉得都还可以去做。
Being lukewarm is telling God, yeah, God, I love you, but it's also okay for me to love all of these other things too.
所以什么叫温热呢？就是说对神说，神啊，我爱你，但是我也爱世界上其他的东西。
Being lukewarm is taking the word of God, the Bible, and saying, yes, I believe this is the word of God, but I'm willing to compromise if I'm faced with pressures from peers or societal pressures.
所以什么是温热呢？就是说觉得主的话是宝贵的，但是呢，当遇到压力的时候呢，却在主的话上面妥协了。
Are we able to stand firmly in the word of God?
我们是不是可以很坚固地站在神的话语上呢？
Are we going to be hot and be cold in the word of God?
我们在神的话语上是不是可以或冷或热呢？
So here's something to consider. So if I talk about the gospel or being a testimony for Christ, being salt and light in this world, and how do you feel about that?
所以我们这里有一个例子，当你说我是蒙恩的儿女，神的儿女，是世上的盐，是世上的光。
Are we going to be ice cold water, like on a hot day, ice cold water that can refresh and invigorate someone else who doesn't know the Lord?
我们是不是可以说是真的是在炎热夏天里面一个清凉的冰水，能够叫那些还没有信主的人？
Or are we okay with being lukewarm and not care whether someone comes to Christ or not?
还是因为我们变成温热的情况，好像我们不关心是否那位福音朋友能够蒙恩得救。
Because being lukewarm is saying, well, it's inconvenient for me to live out Christ right now.
是不是温热的意思就是说，哦，现在要我活出基督的生命，我觉得非常会妨害我的生活。
Sometimes we might feel like it's just easier to go with the flow, succumb to peer pressure, and we don't want to say no to our friends. We don't want to stand out too much.
所以温热就是说我们好像就顺着这潮流走，我们不想能够很坚定的说不对我们的朋友们。
Lukewarm allows us to blend in with everyone else.
因为温热呢，好像让我们很能够混在世人的当中。
Being lukewarm is a lot easier because you're not going against the flow, you're going with the flow.
因为温热似乎是对我们而言非常容易，因为我们温热的时候就是说我们就顺着世界潮流走，我们不跟它对抗。
But rather being ice cold is saying, no, I'm not going to participate in what you guys are doing because I believe in Jesus and I choose to follow him.
但能够冷的话就是说不，我不照着你们所行的，因为我是一个蒙恩得救的儿女，我要照神的话行。
So we need to be cold. We need to be ice cold so we can refresh and invigorate others who don't know the Lord.
因为我们需要非常的冷，非常的像冰水一样的冷，好叫我们能够在神的话语上站立的稳。
So wouldn't it be so awesome if like JY or Kevin or Dylan or Keely, Christy, Abs, Jay-Z, if they're like ice cold with Jesus.
所以我们真的是盼望能够看到说在这个青少年的这些弟兄姐妹们，我们看到他们向主是非常非常冰冷的。
And their friends come to them, their friends are searching for something refreshing in this world.
所以当他们朋友来碰到他们的时候，因为他们朋友正在寻找，在天热的时候寻找这冰凉的水的时候，
their friends are thirsty and craving for something.
因为他们的朋友非常口渴，非常在寻求一些东西的时候，
and they come to these ones with ice cold water, the ice cold water of Jesus.
当他们碰到这些青少年弟兄姊妹的时候，他们是碰到一个冰凉的水。
And just being with them because Christ is alive in them, it invigorates, it refreshes.
就跟这些青少年弟兄姐妹在一起，那些朋友们就觉得非常冰凉的这个水一样，觉得得到复苏了。
Because there's nothing in this world that can refresh except for that ice cold water in Jesus.
因为在这世上没有什么能够叫我们更为复兴的，就是除了主耶稣基督这杯冰凉的水。
So we need to be cold.For Jesus.
所以我们向着主可以在这方面是像冰水一样的冷。
We also need to be hot for God.
当另外一方面神也说火热，就是我们向着神也可以是火热的。
So that God can use us.
好叫神能够使用我们。
We can be a source of hope to the hopeless.
所以我们可以对那没有盼望的人成为他们的盼望。
If we come before someone who's hopeless and we're lukewarm,
如果说我们来到一个那个失望的人面前，我们却对他好像不冷不热的感觉一样。
We are so useless.
那我们在他面前是毫无用处。
Be the hot waters of Hierapolis where they can bathe in it and they can be restored.
我们应当像在希拉波利那里的热泉水一样，那也可以让用来洗澡或用来煮东西。
We can be hot in the Word of God so that we can stand firm in it.
我们可以向着神的话非常的热心，非常的火热，好叫我们可以在神的话上站得稳。
Be hot in the Word of God where we can be useful and we can be a testimony in our generation.
我们在对向着神热心，那在神的话上面有热心的话，我们可以在这个时代成为美好的见证。
But we have to know that there is a purpose for us being hot and a purpose for us being cold.
因为我们必须要知道说，有时候我们需要热，有时候我们需要冷，都有目的的。
I'll give you another example. This one's going to hit home a little closer to all of us.
我想我再用一个例子，那这个例子可能让大家都觉得非常的感同身受。
Everyone loves instant noodles, right?
我相信大家都喜欢这种泡面。
But let's say you came to me with this a cup of instant noodle, and you said, Ben, do you have hot water? And all I did was give you lukewarm water.
如果你拿了一包泡面来，你说：“哎 ，Ben， 你有没有热水？”那如果我只给你温水呢
？You would look at me and say, Ben, you are totally useless. What am I going to do with lukewarm water?
那你可能就看着我说，会说 ，Ben， 你怎么这样子？这个完全对我毫无用处，你怎么给我温水
？But if my wife Joanna had hot water, you would all say, Ben's useless. I'm going to go to his wife and get the boiling hot water.
所以如果我姊妹 Joanna 在有热水的话，那那个朋友可能就会离开我，就说哦对 Joanna 她那边有热水比较有用。
Right, isn't this true? Like, would you rather eat this or that?
所以是不是真的，你是不是喜欢刚才那个温水泡的面还是这个热水泡的面？
Right, this looks disgusting, it looks useless, you wouldn't even spit it out because you wouldn't even put it in your mouth.
这样的泡面你可能根本不会把它吐出去，因为你根本不会把它放在你嘴巴里。
So there are many things I love about my father-in-law.
很多事情我对我的岳父非常的喜欢。
But one thing that we have a special bond with each other is ice cream.
但是有特别一件事情是把我们两个可以绑在一起，就是吃冰淇淋。
Anytime I want ice cream, some of my family members will say no, but he will always say yes and eat ice cream with me.
很多时候，当我说我要吃冰淇淋的时候，我自己的家人可能说：“哦，我不想吃。”但是我的岳父一定会说：“来来，我也吃，我陪你吃。”
But let's say you come to my ice cream store, and I serve you lukewarm ice cream.
那比如说我们做一个比喻说，假定你来我这边说要吃冰淇淋，然后我却给你一个温热的冰淇淋，像这样子。
What would you do?
你会怎么做呢
？Right, you can't even eat it.
因为你完全没法吃这样的冰淇淋。
It's completely useless.
这样的冰淇淋完全没有用处，没有益处。
There's no, what do you do with it? It's just melting all over the place.
因为这样的冰淇淋都已经融化了，冰淇淋的水到处都是，完全毫无用处了。
And so, if we are not okay eating lukewarm instant ramen, lukewarm ice cream, why would we serve this to God?
所以，如果我们吃泡面的时候不想吃温热的，我们吃冰淇淋的时候不想吃这种已经融化的冰淇淋，那我们为什么要向着神是不冷不热呢
？Yeah, so just like.The hot water, it needs to be hot in order to cook that instant ramen. There's a purpose for it to be hot.
因为我们发现说，为什么要热水呢？因为热水有一个目的，因为要吃泡面就是要热水。
You know, two brothers, Leon and Johnson, last week, they bought 180 cups of instant ramen for our winter retreat next weekend.
我们两位年轻弟兄 Leon 跟 Johnson, 他们上周呢买了180 cups
of instant ramen.
180杯的泡面呢，为着我们的冬令退休会。
If next weekend you came to me and I only had lukewarm water, no one would come to me.
如果下周我们在冬令会的时候，如果你来找我的话，如果我给你温水的话，我相信没有人会来找我。
Right, we have to be purposeful, so we have to be hot.
因为在这个方面呢，我们必须要能够成就那个目的，就是说在这个泡面这方面上，我们需要用热水。
Just like there's a purpose for us to be cold, like the ice cream, right? It's a silly example, but we have to be cold. The ice cream needs to be cold to hold its consistency so we can enjoy it.
正如这个例子，虽然是有点可笑，但是我们知道要吃冰淇淋就必须要吃冰冷的，那它才达到它的目的。
But we too have a purpose. Are we going to be hot? Are we going to be cold for God to use us?
所以我们在神面前要神让神来使用我们，也是有这个目的的，或冷或热。
So what do we need to do?
所以我们需要做什么呢？
And the Bible, verse 18 says, "Buy for me gold refined by fire."
所以十八节三章十八节这里讲到说，他说向我买火炼的金子。
He says, "Buy for me, purchase for me."
这里讲到说向我买，就是说向我买。
What does this mean?
这意思是什么呢？
It means we need to invest in God.
那这句话的意思就是说，我们必须要在神上面做我们的投资。
Right? We might buy things in this world as an investment. Like we might buy stocks to invest. We might buy property, real estate to invest.
好像我们在这世上，我们讲到投资的时候，也许我们会买股票，或者说我们会买一个房产作为投资。
But we already mentioned, if you invest in those things, it'll lead you to be miserable, poor, blind, naked.
但是我们刚才已经提到说，神的话是说，如果我们是投资在那些事物上的话，事实上我们是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜、赤身的。
So God said exactly to the Laodiceans as He is speaking to us today, invest in Him, buy from Him.
所以神对老底家教会说的话也正是对我们说的话，就是说我们要向他买，就是要投资在神的身上。
And we're all familiar with this verse in Matthew, right? Do not store treasures on earth where moth and rust will destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor dust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为我们也很熟悉马太福音六章十九到二十一节的这些话，就是说不要把你们的财宝积攒在地上，乃是要因为在地上有虫蛀，有锈坏，有锈可以毁坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷窃，乃要积存你们的财宝在天上。
So invest in God by storing up treasures of the word of God in your heart.
所以我们应该投资在神的身上，把神的话语丰丰富富的存在我们里面。
Right, invest in God, by storing up treasures of fellowship with each other in Christ.
所以我们应该投资在神身上，就是说我们和弟兄姐妹有交通。
Invest in God by spending time with God.
我们要投资在神身上，就是我们应该在花时间在神的身上。
Right, we live in such a fast pace, instant gratification, glued to our devices kind of world.
因为我们现在好像活在一个非常快速这些好像速食的时代，我们好像常常就看着我们的手机。
How much time do we actually spend with God?
所以我们究竟有花多少时间在神的身上？
Are we willing to put these things down for the Lord?
我们是否愿意为了我们的主把这些刚才这些手机这些电器材放在一边呢？
So I love listening to sports radio.
我很喜欢听那个运动这个广播电台。
So every morning I get in the car when I go to work, I turn on sports radio.
所以每天早晨当我上了车准备开车去上班的时候，我把那个运动报运动这个广播电台打开。
Especially like when the Seahawks are playing a really important game like tonight, I'm listening, all right, who's injured, what are our chances of winning?
特别是当我们西雅图这个海鹰队他们在打这个美式足球的时候，我就会仔细听那个广播讲到说，哪个球员受伤了吗？或者分数怎么样？
But the Lord will remind me, I need to invest in Him. So oftentimes I'll just turn it off and I'm praying as I'm driving to work.
但是主呢提醒我，就是我应该投资在他身上，所以我这时候就会把那个广播电台关掉，然后一边开车一边祷告。
So even though it's a small task to just turn off the radio, but we need to invest in those moments where we spend time with the Lord.
虽然这看起来是一个很小的事情，只不过把这广播电台关掉，但是的确，我们是需要花时间投资在主的身上。
The second aspect to this, it says, gold that is buy for me gold refined by fire.
那这里买什么呢？这里讲到说买火炼的金子。
Now why didn't he just say buy for me gold? Why did he have to say buy for me gold refined by fire?
为什么神不只说哦向我买金子，乃是说买火炼的金子呢？
Because gold refined by fire means all the impurities are burned away.
因为我们知道说火炼的金子，意思说这个金子纯度非常的高了。
Right, there's so many impurities in our lives, our motivations, our thoughts, our desires, our actions.
因为在我们生命里面，其实有很多的不纯净，比如说我们的抱负，我们的想要做的事情。
Sometimes we might even feel like we're doing something for the Lord, but in reality, we're doing it for ourselves.
甚至有时候我们以为说，哦，我们现在这件事情是为主做的，事实上是为我们自己做的。
So there was a short period of time where I was making jewelry.
有一段很短的时间呢，我在试着做这个珠宝。
And so when I would take gold, I would have to set it on fire. I'd take a torch to it.
所以当我拿金子的时候呢，那我必须要用火去把它烧热。
I don't remember the exact temperature, but I think we had to burn it up to like over 1,050 degrees in order to burn off all the impurities.
当然我不太清楚那个火的温度有多高，但是我相信差不多是1050度那么高温。
But if I didn't burn it off, if it was not refined gold, there were impurities in it, and I made jewelry, who would want to buy that?
所以我若不用那么高温把那个金子炼净，然后用这个金做，就用这个金没有炼净的金子做这个珠宝的话，谁会去买呢？
Right, there's blemishes, there's spots on it, like you wouldn't go to the jewelry store and say, hey, I'm going to buy that one.
因为这样做出来珠宝一定是有瑕疵的。我想你去珠宝店，你不会想要说，哦，给我那块有瑕疵的珠宝。
And so we remove the impurities so that it is a good product.
所以我们必须把那些不纯净呢，都把它除去，变好叫这个产品是一个好的产品。
If we leave the impurities in there,That's being lukewarm.
因为如果我们把这些杂物留在这个珠宝里面呢，意思就是说这个珠宝是温热的，是没有用的。
That's why the Lord tells us to come to Him, buy gold refined by fire.
所以为什么主这样说呢？他说要到我这里来，跟我买火炼的金子。
Okay, I'll go real fast here. I know we're losing time quickly. The second thing is buy for me white garments. So this is in contrast to.The black wool that the Laodiceans were so obsessed with.
好，我们要快一点，因为时间可能不够。这里讲到说是第二件事是买白衣，这是对比我们刚才看到那个黑的羊毛。
Right, the Laodiceans lost their purity, their righteousness, and their success in self-righteousness was nakedness in God's sight.
那些老底下们忘记他们虽然是很有钱。好像觉得自己很纯洁，事实上在神面前是可怜瞎眼的。
That luxurious, glossy black wool was completely useless, to the Lord.
那很光亮的、很昂贵的这个黑羊毛，事实上在神面前毫无用处。
But so he says, "Buy for me white garments. The white garments are the garments of righteousness."
因为我们知道这里讲的是买白衣，白衣就是讲说圣徒的义。
And the act of buying means that you pay a cost for this.
因为什么叫买呢？就是说我们要付代价的。
And you have to pay a price. And in Romans 12:1, we're all familiar with this, right? You offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God.
所以我们必须要付这个代价。罗马书十二章一节大家都很熟悉，就是将我们身体献上，当作活祭。
I think you guys get it, so I won't say any more to that. What else do we need to do? The third thing that we need to buy eye salve.
那还有什么东西我们要做的？第三件事情我要买的就是买眼药。
The Lord says, buy for me eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see.
因为主在这里说跟我买眼药，能够擦你的眼睛，叫你能够看见。
We need to come to Him, buy this eye salve so that we can have spiritual sight and spiritual discernment.
我们必须来到主面前，跟他买眼药，好叫我们属灵的眼睛能够看得清楚、看得明白。
So that we can see what His eternal purpose is.
好叫我们可以看见主永远的旨意是什么。
Right? We come to him and we gain this spiritual discernment so we can know what's right and wrong in this world, so we can live a righteous life.
当我们从主那边得到这个判断的灵的时候，我们就可以知道什么是坏的，什么是对的。
Right? We come to him and our eyes are open to the eternal purpose of God.
因为当我们来到他面前的时候，我们眼可以开看见神永远的旨意。
So if we truly see Jesus, then we have purpose.
所以当我们真实能够看见主耶稣的时候，我们就看见了我们的目的。
And if we have purpose, then we can be useful to God.
我们若知道我们的目的的话，我们在神面前就成为有用的了。
So if we have purpose, it's just like you have purpose of hot water, purpose for the cold water.
我们如果成为有目的的人，比如说像是冷水或是像是热水的话，
it's useful, so then we can be useful to God.
那就成为有用的，我们就在神面前是他可用的器皿。
And I think you get the picture, so I won't say any more. The conclusion of the last couple of verses here.
我想大家已经有这个印象了。我想最后呢，这我们讲到结论。
I think we have to know that our God loves us so much.
我想我们必须要知道这一点，就是我们的神何等的爱我们。
He says to us, "Those whom I love." That's talking to you and I.
因为十九节这里讲到说。凡我所疼爱的，是讲到我们。
I am standing at the door and knocking.
然后主在这里说，他说我就站在门外叩门。
Do any of you hear my voice?
有没有人听见我的声音呢
？If you do and you open the door, I'm going to rush in there to dine with you.
如果你听见我的声音，把门打开的话，我会马上冲进去与你同在。
This is how much our God loves us. He so desperately wants us to hear His voice.He wants us to understand the dangers of being lukewarm.
因为这是神，我们看见神在这里是何等爱我们，因为他是何等需要我们不是温热的，乃是或冷或热。
He wants us to dine with him so that he can reveal his eternal purpose to us.
因为这里二十节讲到说，他要与我们同席同餐，好叫我们能够认识他。
And then 21, I will grant him to sit down with me on my throne.
然后二十一讲了说，我要赐给他与我同坐的宝座。
What an honor that is！
这实在是个何等的尊荣
！To sit next to the Lord on His throne，
在主的宝座上与他同坐。
He who has an ear, let him hear。
凡有耳的就应当听。
We all have ears. Are we willing to listen? Are we willing to hear what the Lord is telling us?
我们都有耳可听，我们愿不愿意来听主向我们所说的话呢
？So this is what the burden that the Lord placed in my heart for this morning is. Is our condition before the Lord? Are we okay with just being lukewarm?
这是主今天早上放在我的负担。我想我们再问这句话说，我们是不是觉得温热是好的呢
？Are we willing to be hot and be willing? Are we willing to be cold for the Lord?
还是我们愿意向着主？是冰冷的。
And we need to come to him to buy that refined gold.
我们愿意到主面前来跟他买那火炼的金子。
To buy the white garments.
买那白衣。
And to buy that eye salve.
买那眼药膏。
So this was an encouragement to me and just wanted to share it with everyone this morning.
因为这些经文实在对我非常有鼓励，我接着愿意和弟兄姐妹分享。
All right, and that'll conclude my sharing this morning.
好，我的交通就停在这里。好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主啊，谢谢你向我们说话。
Lord, we thank you for speaking to us.
谢谢你让我们看见老底嘉教会的光景。
Thank you that you allow us to see the condition of the church at Laodicea.
我们也看见你借着老底嘉教会向我们说话。
And Lord, you speak to us through Laodicea as well.
让我们真的是不要是温热的。
That we would not be lukewarm.
因为我们向着你或冷或热。
That we would be hot or cold.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢主，继续把这些话说在我们的心里。
Lord, continue to speak these words to our hearts.
谢 听我们这样祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉靠主耶稣的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.